good.
We're joined in the media center by Clay Milliken. 3.726 at 328.54 miles per hour. Got him his ninth number one qualifying position of the season, 19th of his career. Faces Richie Crampton in the first round. More importantly, you're going to have Steve Torrence on the other side of the ladder. So is tomorrow, you know, just taking care of business, going round by round?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. You know, I guess it's one of those things. At some point, do you do like Anthony Bertazzi and look at the ladder and try to, like, roll her through and qualify yourself where you're opposite of Stevie? I don't know, you know, because they keep winning rounds. And obviously we can't do that because we need those bonus points. But, you know, it is definitely going to be it'll be a different day tomorrow. I think we're expecting a little more rain tonight. Temperature's going to be different. But I got to say, this racetrack is phenomenal. Both lanes, incredible. If you would have told me that our car was going to go 374 two runs in a row in this humidity out here today, I wouldn't have bought it. It's crazy. I mean, and now Zippy and Tony are getting in on the act. I mean, they went 74 in that last session. This is going to be fun. I mean, this is definitely the ultimate, you know, playoffs countdown, everything you want to call it for the fans with cars out there running like that in this kind of heat and humidity. It's awesome. I don't know if I answered your question.
What did you guys work on today in these two runs?
Three points. And we did not quite achieve that. I mean, we were 2 points. One session, Stevie outrun us by 6 thousandths. And, you know, that's the thing. When you're running the points leader in the last run, you know, we just have to kind of assume what they're going to run and set the car up to do that. And that's how Grubby's been tuning the car, just according to what he thinks it's going to take to get those 3 points. And we missed it a little bit on that one. But, you know, I think we got 11 points. I'm looking at you, Donna. 11 points out of 12. That's half a round. We've done that a couple times now. So, I mean, essentially the bonus points have kept us within one round, more or less. I don't really know how we made total. But, man, our car is a rocket ship right now. We're having a blast and, you know, definitely can't wait for tomorrow.
Clay, you've won in Texas in IHRA.
It's a lot.
San Antonio Raceway several times. Getting a win here in NHRA, what would that be like?
I tell you, any of these wins are so hard to get. You know, I certainly cherish each and every one of them. You know, I mean, we've got 3 NHRA wins now. Went back to back. We're working on trying to even out our green hat to yellow hat ratio. What'd you say, 19 number ones versus 3 wins? So we got to work on that some. But I do enjoy the qualifying number one. You know, obviously gives you lane choice first round. But anymore, any car you race can take you out. Plain and simple, the cars are that close. You can't take anybody lightly. I mean, it's definitely as good a drag racing as I think we've ever had in the Nitro category. It's just amazing. Good example, just went down the racetrack, a 399 to a 396. Yeah. Nitro cars right now are awesome. It's like pro stock. It really is. You know, you got to leave, you got to get down the racetrack and keep that thing straight. Every thousandth counts.
I've noticed that your crew stands in a line. Mm-hmm. Is that something that started here in Texas? Is that something that goes on every week? Is it a sign of unity? What is it?
Well, it's kind of funny you say that. He just brought up the IHRA back when I drove the Werner car. My team did that. And when David Grubnick was hired to be a crew chief, he remembered our team doing that. And he's like, man, I thought that was the most awesome thing, that your team lines up and it looks like a team. You know, you're not just up there jumbled and kind of haphazardly, you know. So I love seeing those photos of that, but that comes back from my IHRA days. The Werner team did that, and Grubby thought it was really cool, and I think it is too. Kind of carries me back to my early days.
It looks great.
We've been waiting on other teams to kind of join along.
They've started.
Yeah.
So they're catching up.
Yeah, so if they start doing it, that's okay, but we were the first.
Clay, can you compare going for this championship, like being in the hunt for this, to all those IHRA championships? I mean, you're in a different place doing this now.
The biggest difference, to be honest with you, you know, my IHRA championships, it was a season-long run. With the exception of my first IHRA season where I actually finished second, I lost to Paul Romine my first year by 7 points, so less than a round. And You know, that was the only one where the battle was extremely intense, was, and I actually lost that one. The rest of them, you know, we kind of got on a roll and kind of dominated. So the countdown certainly changes all that, because if it was under the old format, Stevie would probably already be the champion. You know, he had such a big points lead. And I think, especially being in my position, not giving away all the points he did, I like this countdown playoff. You know, I like this. It gives us the opportunity to catch him. You know, you got to hand it to him. I mean, those guys have won, what, 40 or 50 races this year, it seems like. You know, they just keep winning. I mean, we got a runner-up and a semi, and we're losing points. You know, it's any other year you get a runner-up and a semi, you're in pretty good shape. But he just keeps winning, and, you know, hats off to that whole team over there. But in comparison, that's the difference in having the countdown. That is what it does. It gives every a reset, gives everybody a shot at running for it, and I like it.
How many IHR champions did you win?
We won six straight. It was a long time ago, but we won six consecutive championships, yep.
Well, great. Thanks. Thanks, sir.
Thank y'all.